Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Amen. We just want to welcome everybody to the service today. Amen. Here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to encourage you to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and all of our other social media platforms. We thank God for our new listeners and all of you that have been following this ministry for years. We do pray that God will richly bless you. We pray that you will continue to follow this ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to thank all of the new listeners from all around the world for touching the world with the gospel, with touching the nation with the word of God. And we just thank God for the work of his ministry. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and open up the prayer line. If you have a prayer request, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. When you give your prayer request, do not give your name. It's only where you are calling from. Amen. Because Voice of Truth is a worldwide ministry, and people listen all over the world and in the nation to this ministry. So we don't want you to put your business on Front Street. So just give your prayer request and where you're calling from, because we like to know what part of the world that we are touching with the gospel. Amen. To God be all the glory. At this time, if you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. It's just another day that God has kept us, and we're still here in the land of the living, and that's something to give God all the praise and all of the honor. And I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're just going to keep it moving. Just going to keep it moving, keep it moving. Lord, we just thank you right now. I'm going to go ahead and do a general prayer. I just want to pray your name. I just want to pray your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. I just want to pray your name. I just want to pray your name. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, your name is great, O God, and we give you all praise and honor because of who you are, not for what you've done, but just because of who you are. We thank you, Lord, that you're able to do all things with fellows, O God. You have not failed thy people, and you will not fail them, O God. O God, I ask you to keep us, O God, even now, God. Keep us on the straight and narrow, O God, I pray in Jesus' name. Don't let us lack for no good thing, O God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Bind anything, I pray, oh God, that's holding your people down in bondage, oh God, I pray in Jesus' name. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I loose right now, Father, your prosperity over every person under the sound of my voice and over the people of God all around the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bind every spirit of poverty right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will meet the needs of your people all over the land, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need that they may have, oh, God, that money cannot buy, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal them, oh, God, because money can't buy healing. Oh, God, let them feel your love because money cannot buy love. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, show us the way and how you want us to do what you call us to do, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let thy word be the light unto our path, oh, God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Order the footsteps of the righteous, I pray, oh, God, in Jesus' name. For your word declares the footsteps of a righteous man or woman of God are ordered by the Lord. Order our footsteps, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us not stray from your word, oh, God, and backslide into the world, oh, God. Keep us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us in our right mind, oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to walk in the same love that Jesus Christ walked in upon the earth, oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name. God, we give you glory and we give you honor, God, because there's none like you in all the earth, oh, God. And if we search the world all over, God, we'll never find a living God like you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise and honor and glory, oh, God, for who you are, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Your word declares, oh, God, that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need, oh, God. I don't know who it is that got a need. But I know that a man named Jesus came to make everything right. He came that everything that we need, we could find it in him. We got to call on the name of Jesus, and he will help us, and he will meet the need. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh, God, that you're able to do all things with fellows, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to do right, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and live according to thy holy word, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, help us to pray, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us neglect prayer, oh, God, but let us continue in prayer, oh, God, and keep our heart and mind stayed on you. Help us to look unto the hill which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord that maketh heaven and earth, O God, in the name of Jesus. For you are our help and our refuge, O God, and our present help, O God, in Jesus' name. O God, help us to stay focused in these last and evil days on you, O God, the author and the finisher of our faith, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for peace in Jerusalem, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you will prosper all of those that love thee, O God. Oh, God, those that are sick, oh, God, we pray for healing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are wallowing down in sin, oh, God, we ask you to pull them out of sin and darkness and bring them to your marvelous light, oh, God, and save the soul. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bring them to the right mind right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all praise, oh, God, and we give you all glory, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call those things that be not as though they were. In the mighty name of Jesus, it is so, and it is done. In Jesus, Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. To God be all of the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. Amen. The message today will come from Luke the 10th chapter. Amen. Luke, the 10th chapter. And the word of God reads, and I want to start reading at verse number 25. Amen. Verse number 25, and the word of God reads, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to have eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he willingly
to testify himself said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor? And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by one on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And he went to him and bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Amen. I'm going to stop reading right there, but I want to encourage you to go back and reread the scripture and read the chapter before and after. Amen. To God be the glory. The title of the message today is, this do and thou shall live. Verse number 28, and he said unto him, thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. Here Jesus was asked the question, what shall I do to have eternal life? This lawyer was trying to test Jesus, like many times if you are a leader in ministry, people will test you when you say God don't call you. But this leader, or you could say a religious leader or a lawyer, as they call him here, many tested. Here he wanted to see what Jesus would say about eternal life. And Jesus asked him, and turned it all around and asked him. In other words, you are the lawyer. In other words, you are the religious leader. You are the theologian. You are the grad from divinity school. What is written? What's written in the law, Jesus said to him. He said, how do you read it? In other words, how do you understand the word? How do you understand what it means, who is my neighbor? Jesus gave him the answer to how to have eternal life. And if you read the story, you will see that the lawyer really didn't like the answer. But Jesus gave him a story, a parable about the 3. First one came, and he went on the other side. Then the Levite, he was a priest. The one that was a priest, he went on the other side. Then the Levite, he came and he looked at him. But he still went on his way. But then you had a Samaritan. And the Samaritan was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like those people that people don't really care that much about, you know. And we like that a lot of times in religion and different other things. We got certain people that we don't like because they don't fit in into our religious tradition, or they don't fit in where we think they ought to fit in. Well, this Samaritan, was doing what Jesus said to do. He was doing good. In other words, he was doing good for this man that was down and out. The robbers had came and beat him up and took his ram and took whatever he had and left him aside on the road halfway dead. You know, a lot of times, and we used to hear it a lot of times back in the day when I was much younger in years, and people would be set up on the side of the road with the hoods up on the car, and people used to stop a lot of times to help a woman on the side of the road with the hood up. But it came a time where when the women would have the hoods up, but there would be other people waiting, and when somebody got out of the vehicle, they would attack or rob that person that came to help. So today, you don't have a lot of people that's showing that kind of compassion, maybe because of fear, or maybe they're not sure if that person really need help, because over the years, people have stopped and tried to help people, and they were attacked or whatever the case may be. But Jesus said unto this lawyer, and he's saying unto us today, if we wanted eternal life, the first thing Jesus said that we must do, we must love the Lord thy God with our heart, our mind, and our soul. And then we must love our neighbor as ourselves. We got to love ye one another. We got to love one another. Because that is a requirement, that we got to love the Lord thy God. It says in verse 27 here, and he said, and he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. Now, he gave the right answer, but he wasn't doing nothing that he was speaking. He wasn't doing what he was preaching or what he was teaching or whatever he was doing. He wasn't doing those things because he didn't want Jesus to give him that answer. He didn't like the answer that Jesus gave him. And many times we don't like to answer what God is telling us to do. He said that we must love him. We must love God more than we love anything else in this world. If we're going to have eternal life, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to do to have eternal life. That we might live, that our soul might live. Our spirit might have eternal life. This is what we got to do. We got to do everything that we do, every deed that we do, it must be done in love. Jesus was trying to get this religious person, if you want to call him a religious leader, an expert in the law or whatever it was in that day. He was trying to get him that you got to love. Because love is the key when it comes to God. And nobody else can love without the Spirit of the living God. We got to learn how to love. We got to learn how to love those that are not so lovable. Those that are not easy to love. We got to learn how to love them. We got to learn how to love our neighbor. Well, who is our neighbor? Our neighbor is all people. Those that are around us in our world. Those are our neighbor. Not just a neighbor next door, but somebody out and about that you may see something that they may need. Or you see an elderly person coming in the door. And maybe they're on a walk or whatever. Get up and help them. Get up and help somebody. Starting to go reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Now, we can make the world a better place if we would do like the Good Samaritan, if we would not show favor and schism towards others. Who we will help and who we won't help. If we would just reach out and touch somebody. If we would just reach out and help somebody. If we would show the love of God. If we would love God and put God first in our life with all our heart, soul, and mind, ought to belong to him. Jesus said, if we want eternal life, this do. In other words, do this, and you shall live. We got to do this. We got to love one another. If we do this, we're going to show compassion. We're going to have a little empathy there, and we're going to have a little mercy. And then we got to forgive a little bit, because some of us are not forgiving. Forgive them others. And because we don't forgive, we won't help them. We won't help them with the little things. You know, we have seen all over the world. We see all kinds of humanitarian acts where people are helping one another and all these different kind of things. But your heart got to be in what you do. Is love in it? We got to help. As Jesus is telling, he said, if we want eternal life, we got to do this. He said, this do, and thou shalt have eternal life. What did he say? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, thy mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. When Jesus came for all. That all might have eternal life. He came for all people. So when we're doing the work of ministry, Jesus came for all. We're supposed to be ministering to all. Not a certain race, not a certain class, not a certain a status quo, not to those that just got money, or whatever we think that we want to do. To gain whatever we're trying to gain of this world, it won't work. We got to do it the way Jesus said. He said, this do, and thou shalt have eternal life. Now, this lawyer of the law back in those days, or your Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of these others, Levites and all of these others, all these different people, all these priests. Now, this was a priest. Supposed to be a man of God. But he walked away from somebody that was down and out. Somebody that needed some help. He should have showed a little love. He should have reached out and touched him and helped this man. But he didn't. He went on the other side. How many times as leaders, as we have just passed by certain ones, we don't help them? God is not pleased with that. We got to get it right. We have got to get it right. We got to love one another. God said, tells us in the word, how can we say we love God who we have not seen? And yet we don't love our brothers and sisters in Christ that we see every day. We're backbiting. That ain't the love of God. That ain't no compassion. We got to get it right. We got to love one another as he has loved us. We got to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And some of us, we must learn to love ourselves. We got to learn how to love ourselves. We got to learn how to love the Lord, Jesus Christ. We got to learn how to love Jesus. We got to fall in love with him. And we got to love ourselves. So when we learn how to love ourselves, we won't be selfish in our prayers. We won't be selfish in what we do. Because some of us are just guilty of only doing things because of what we want and what we need. We're not trying to help the people. Jesus said, now this man was on the side of the road. That's why he gave him the story. Because he was trying to get him to see. That you just because you know the word of God and you done read the Bible 50 times and you know the law and you went to this kind of school and you got this kind of license on the wall and you went to a school at the beginning, all of that ain't pleasing God. Be true with you. If God has anointed you and called you and appointed you, he will teach you by the Holy Spirit what you need to know. Because you can't get it in the school, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something to walk in the anointing. You got to get it right. And Jesus told him, now look, you know, they're always trying to catch Jesus up. But he ain't letting them do it because, like I heard one preacher say one time, Jesus was cool and collected. He didn't let him get him because he knew the word. He was the word. He was the word in the flesh. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to get it right. We got to learn how to love. And until we get that right, no matter what we give, don't matter how many things we go to and speak and whatever we're doing, if we have not love and if we have not shown compassion, if we have not shown mercy, if we have not loved the Lord thy God with all our heart, our mind, and our soul, if we have not loved our neighbor, if we have not loved our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially in the household of faith, Jesus said, if we want eternal life, we must do these things. Because actually, our good deed is not going to get us in the pearly gate. Our name on the church roll ain't going to get us eternal life. We want eternal life, we're going to have to go through the Son of God. There's no other way. If we want eternal life, we're going to have to do what the Word of God says. We got to live by the Word. Jesus has told us, if we want eternal life, this is what we're going to have to do to have eternal life. We can't get it no other kind of way. I know everybody think they can go everywhere. I don't know why people saying that, because that is not no truth. Don't listen to all these folks that don't know Jesus. Don't know him. There ain't no other way to heaven. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 19:18, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. I got to love my neighbor. Don't necessarily mean my next door neighbor, but it means all people of all races and all colors. We got to love them because Jesus came for all. He didn't come for no particular religion, no particular race of people. He came for all people. Your neighbors are all the people that's in your little world. Those that are around you that need something. Somebody need to go see about the widow. Somebody need to go see about the orphanage. Stop putting the people in bondage and oppressing the people. Let's get it right. We ought to be showing some compassion. We're supposed to be walking in the same love that Jesus was walking in upon the earth. That same love. We ought to be in unity in the body of Christ. But we ain't. We all divided. That's why we can't do what Jesus said. That's why we can't do it. So we divide among ourselves. We're not doing what he said to do. Well, maybe we're doing it on a Sunday. Might be doing it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, whatever night you have Bible study, whatever night you meet at the church. But you got to do the work of God every day. You got to love Jesus, the Christ, every day. You got to love God every day. He must be first. He can't be last. He got to be your everything. And you got to love him with all your heart. He ain't looking for no part-time. He looking for some full-time people that will love him at all times with all their hearts and minds. So he sees what we do and how we do it. That's why we must love the Lord. This is why we must love our neighbor. We got to love them. And we can't love them sometimes because some of us sometimes. We sometimes, Lord help us, Jesus, because we sometimes. We got to love our enemies. And I know that it's very, very hard because it's very hard for me and anybody else to love our enemies. The only way we can love our enemies if we have the true spirit of love of God. That allows us to love our enemies.
The Bible said, Jesus said, love your enemy. It's not easy to do. He said, but love your enemy. Bless those that curse your name. Pray for them. But love them. We got to learn how to love our neighbor just as we love ourselves. Men, you got to learn how to love your wife as you love yourself. The Bible said no man hates his own flesh. Men are supposed to love their wives as Christ loved us and laid down his life for the church. And do good by your wife, because if you don't do good by your wife, your prayers will surely be hindered. We got to get it right. We got to stop. And we got to stop playing. And we got to get it right. We're not doing what we're supposed to do for God. Our assignment is all about love. Love and compassion and mercy and grace. That same love. That same compassion, that same grace, that same mercy that Jesus showed to all of us when he was on the cross. That same love that God showed us when he sent his son into the world to die for our sins. If we want eternal life, we're going to have to do what Jesus said to do in the word. We're going to have to follow the instruction of the word, of the word of God. We can't be doing our own thing. We got to get it right. We got to do the word. And we got to help people. We got to be a helping hand. We got to help strangers. And, you know, sometimes it's not the big things that you do. Sometimes it's just the little things that you do. It's the thought of what you did to make somebody's day better. We got to get it right. We got to learn to love all people and love the Lord God with all our heart and soul. We got to get it right. We got to learn how to love him, because without love, what the Bible tell us, we ain't doing nothing without love. If we're going to do good, we need to do good. We are towards all men and not just the ones we like. We got to do good. Will towards all men and women, boys and girls. We got to put love on every day. We got to put love on every day. We got to show love, our giving, and our sharing. You know, the Samaritans were not the most liked people, but yet this person, or whoever it was, don't give a name, it said a Samaritan, took the time not only to stop and to help, but to also, he bandaged the wound. He gave him wine, and then he put oil on him too. So he was trying to ease the pain. He was trying to cover up the wound. And then not only that, he took the time to get him up, to lift him up, to put him on his horse or whatever they had back in those days, camel, whatever they had, that he could get the care that he needed. And he told the in person or the host, he said, take care of this person. It's more money than I'll pay you when I come back through. Do we do that? Do we take care of those around us? Do we show that love? But the Bible says what Jesus said to us, this do, and thou shalt have eternal life. We got to do this thing. We got to do this thing called love. We got to do it. We got to do good towards all men. We got to do good. And we got to do it the right way. We got to love God with all our heart and our soul. We can't have nothing else before him. We got to know that God is love. We got to do good to those that hate us and do evil towards us and trespass against us. We still to love them. We got to still love them. Even if they treat us wrong, we got to still love them. We got to love God.
with all our heart. We got to obey him. We got to trust him. We got to love him. And we got to make sure that we are loving our neighbor. We got to love him. And we have to meet the needs of whoever God has placed in our life that we're supposed to help. There is no way that we can say that we love God and we don't love the people around us. We ain't got no compassion. We don't have no mercy. We ain't forgiving nobody. And we ain't got no compassion and no empathy. We ain't got none of that. Can't do ministry without it. So we got to get it right. The Bible tells us in John 13 and 34. And Jesus is saying, and it said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, his God's children. And if you have love one to another, Jesus commanded us in the word. It was in John, the 13th chapter. When you get a chance, go back and read John, the 13th chapter. Read all the whole chapter. Amen. To God be all of the glory. And Jesus is saying that to us today, that we have to love one another. And we have to love each other as he has loved us. And he said, this is how men will know that we are truly God's disciples, because of the love that we share and the love that we give and the love that we give when we meet the needs of somebody that's in need, if we love one another. That's very powerful. The word of God stands. And we got to be obedient unto God. I'm knowing that God is not giving us nothing that's too hard for us to do. Jesus said, this do, and ye shall have eternal life. Well, I don't think that lawyer or whatever he was did not want to hear that answer. He didn't want to hear that answer. But Jesus told him, this is what you got to do. You know, many times people are preaching the word and teaching the word and prophesying, whatever they call themselves doing. But we're not living according to the word. It's not even showing in our life. We're not doing it. We say we love God, but we don't do anything. We don't love God with our whole heart because we've got too many things before him. He's not first in our life. Everything else is first in our life. And we're definitely not helping our neighbors, so we don't even know our neighbor's name. We don't even know the people around us in our world. We don't even know one. So I want to encourage you to help somebody that's in need. Whether it be a financial need, maybe they need prayer. Maybe they just need you to listen. Maybe they need you to bring them a little something, whatever it is. It don't necessarily need money. We know y'all get, people get funny about when they're talking about money. But you know what? One thing about the love of God, it ain't about no money. It's about helping somebody in need. I always say, that's my quote. Money don't buy everything. And it'll never buy you what you need. Never. It will suffice as all things. But it will not buy you what you truly need. So we think we need more things. But we don't need more things. God knows exactly what we need. But the Bible tells us in Galatians 6 and 10, as we have therefore opportunity, Let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. In Galatians, he said, what? He said, what? When we have the opportunity, let us do good to all men. Don't matter where they come from. No matter where they at. Don't matter what color they are. He said, do good to all men. Unto who? Those that are the household of faith. Who is your brothers and sisters? Those that are in the Lord. We got to get it right, y'all. He said, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. He specifically said that.
But we got to get it right.
Then the word tells us, and I said it earlier, that we ought to love our enemies, do good to those who hate you, and bless those who curse your name, and pray for those that do you wrong. You can read that in Luke 6 and 27. So we got to learn to love. This is what we got to do if we want eternal life. This is what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to learn how to love. And we got to get it right. We got to learn how to love as Christ loved. The Bible said God loved us first, that God so loved the world, that he gave his son. See, there's no way, and I always say it now. My quote is, you can never love without giving. You can never love without sharing. We can't beat God's giving. And no matter how we try, we can't beat it. So we got to learn how to do what Jesus said. He said, this do and thou shalt live. I don't know about you, but I want to live. I want eternal life because Jesus died for me to have it. And he died for you to have it. And I want it. So in order for me to get it, I got to do what the word of God said. He said, this do and thou shalt have eternal life. That door is open to all who will believe. Those who will believe in the Son of God. Those that believe. If I want eternal life, he said. If I want to live. If I want my soul to have eternal rest. Then I'm going to have to do this thing called love. And I got to love God first, and then I got to love my neighbor. I got to love him as I love myself. Problem is, many of us don't love ourselves. So love is an action word. But we got to love ourselves. How can we love somebody else if we don't love ourselves? How can I love my brothers and sisters in Christ? How can I love my husband online? Why? How can I love somebody if I don't even love myself? How can I love without his spirit? How can somebody love you if he ain't got the spirit of God? How can that woman love you if she ain't got the spirit of God? Got to have the same spirit. Supposed to be what? You must be of the same spirit when you get married. Spirit. Well, if I got that same spirit, and my husband and my wife got the same spirit, we got that same love. We got to get it right. We got to read the word. We got to get some word in us. Because we talk about this thing. And everybody wants to be loved. And we were born to be loved. Everybody want to be loved. I don't care who it is. Even the cat and the dog want to be loved. So we got to learn how. First, to love God first. And that's one of the things Apostle had told me, a testimony that she had told me many years ago. She said, I want you to fall in love with Jesus. You know that song, falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus, it's the best thing I ever done. We got to fall in love with Jesus first.
And we got to have him first in our heart. And we got to love him with all our heart and soul, mind, and spirit. And then when we love him and we love ourselves, then we can be the image of God upon the earth. Our heart can reflect his love. If we love God, we can't love nobody more than we love God, but we got to love God, and we got to love him with all our heart. This is what we got to do. We got to do this. If we want eternal life, if we want to live, he said, thou shalt live if you do this thing. If you do this thing right here, if you love the Lord thy God, if you love your neighbor, if you help those in need, if you do all of these things, if you bless those that are need, that's in the need, if you bless them. He said, we got to do this, eternal life. We got to do this thing. We got to do this thing called love, and we got to do it right. Love got a whole lot to do with it. And we got to do it according to the word of God. We can't do it our own way. We can't do our own thing with it. But we got to fall in love with Jesus. We got to fall in love with the living God. And we got to fall in love with ourselves. We got to love ourselves. That don't mean be selfish. But you got to love yourself. Before you can love anybody else, you got to love yourself. And you got to know the love of God. And his love by his spirit. Because that's the only way that you can love that way. It's by his spirit. And love is the fruit of the spirit. But we got to love him. Fall in love with him, like Apostle told me. Fall in love with him. And love him. Your neighbor. You know, as I said earlier, most people don't care nothing about anything when somebody else is dying and out. Well, like Apostle would say in the testimony, we don't really care about nothing when it ain't our peace. But when it's our peace, then we worried about it. But long as it ain't none of our peace and we ain't going through nothing, and everything going smooth as butter, and we got everything, all this material stuff that we need, but we really don't have what we need, we're going to put your message on that right there. Because the things that we need, money can't buy. It cannot buy healing. It cannot buy you deliverance. It can't set you free from a bruise, neglect, being mistreated. It can't give you peace in your house. I don't care how much stuff you put in your house. It still can't give you no peace. It can't give you that true love that you're seeking, that agape love. Money can't buy it. Can't I? It comes from God's spirit of love. And if we want eternal life, then we're going to have to do this thing. This do, said Jesus, and we shall live. I want you to read this scripture. Get it in your heart. Get it in your mind. Go over it several times, at least three times. At least three times, because you got to get that word planted in you. And in order for you to get it planted, you want to read it more than three times. Read it at least, well, let me take that back. Let's read it at least three times so that you can get it in your spirit. Meditate on it. That you can get, listen to this message. If you don't feel like reading, then listen to the message. And let God plant that word down in your spirit. Because we got to get it right. I don't know about you, but I want eternal life. So if I want eternal life, I'm going to have to do this thing that Jesus talked about doing. And I got to do it, and I got to do it every day. We got to do it every day. Let us love God and others at all times. Not when it's convenient for us, not when we need something, because you know how some of us do. We don't never pick up the phone, we'll never call nobody until we need something. After we get it, we don't call them no more. Let's not be that way.
Let us love those in the household of faith. Let us help one another. You know, and I preached a message about the early church. You know, back in the church, and how many minutes we got? About 9 to 10 minutes. In the early church, they took care of one another. But today, we don't do that. In the early church, the Bible said they didn't need anything because they took care of one another. That was love. Well, today we really just don't do it. We divide among ourselves. The world seems to take care of their people more than those in the body of Christ. They might not even like each other, but they sure will help one another. We got to get it right. And we got to do what Jesus said to do. Every day, we ought to reach out and touch somebody and help somebody. Show some love to somebody every day. Show God's love. Because whatever's in your heart, that is what's going to reflect it. That's going to come out of you. Your heart is going to reflect what is found in your heart is what you're going to reflect. So we got to get it right. And we got to get love within our heart. And I'm going to read this again and what the lawyer said. And he said, I'm going to start at 25. And he said, behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And this is your answer. This do, and thou shalt live, said Jesus in the word. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thou neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Jesus, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. Go, said Jesus, and do thou likewise as the Samaritan, the good Samaritan. Take care of those that are around you, and be a neighbor unto all men. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank God for the word of God. Let us abide by the word of God. Let us not be just hearers, but doers of the word. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We want to give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Christ, today is the day of salvation. And if you want eternal life, I want to encourage you to come today. It's only through Jesus Christ that you can receive eternal life. And if you come and give your life to Christ, your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Jesus just told us in the word what we have to do to have eternal life. So I want to encourage you to come today so that you can experience a victorious life and experience the love of God in your life, that what all that you do in life, it will be done in love. If you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I repent of my sins with a godless sorrow. I turn from my wicked ways and my wrongdoing. And I give my life to you this day. I repent of my sin. Repenting means just turning your life around and changing from the old ways. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent, we believe that you're saved. We want to welcome you to the body of Christ. We want to encourage you to get your Bible and begin to read it. Start in the New Testament and the four Gospels. Get you a King James Version. And if you don't understand it, get you a New Living. I would suggest to get that version because it will help you to understand it. All those that are backslidden, I want to encourage you to come back to the Lord. All of those who are on the church roll and just churchgoers, we got to get it right. We got to get saved for real. So I want to encourage you to say, Lord, just save me. If you fit in any of those categories, you have rededicated your life to Christ, you have given your life to Christ for real, this is your first time coming to Christ, I want you to inbox me there on Facebook, Voice of Truth Ministry, leave a contact number, and I will get back with you. Amen. To God be all the glory. We thank God for every soul that is saved. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcement. We do hope and pray that you tuned in to Prophetic Corner Ministry, Prophetess Martha Williams. She is the first half of the Hour of Power. We have 2 hours of power on Sunday, and she's the first half, and she's on the air live from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Voice of Truth is on the air live. We are the second half of the Hour of Power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle, Prophet, Yvonne Ryle, Pastor Joseph Ryle. They are on the air from at 9 o'clock p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to get connected to the man and woman of God. If you become a part of this ministry, I can tell you for a surety, your life will change if you receive the word. If you receive his prophet, if you receive pastor and the words that they teach, your life will never, ever be the same. I'm a living witness to it. I can give you a testimony. Your life will never, ever be the same. If you need counseling, marriage counseling, financial counseling, if you need discipleship, if you need, if you want, just want to know what ministry where you are in ministry, if you need a leader, if you're trying to do ministry without a leadership, I would say not to do it. You need leadership. You do need a covering. So maybe you just need a covering. I want to encourage you to come and be a part of this ministry, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, and become a part of it. You can contact Apostle and Pastor Joseph Ryle there on Facebook. You can just direct message them there, and they will get back to you. Make sure you leave your name and contact number, and they'll get back with you. Amen. Whatever you need, they can do it without walls. Amen. To God be all of the glory. On Wednesday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Askew. She's live on the air at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected. We also want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Prophetic Corner Ministry, Voice of Truth, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, One Word from the Lord, for an offering of $25 or more. The word, somebody said, is free. It is. But it calls for somebody to bring forth a word you just don't know. Everything calls. We're not doing Block Talk Radio for free. So we want to encourage you to get connected. We want to encourage you to sow a seed in these ministries, Pathetic Corner, One Word from the Lord, Voice of Truth. One Word from the Lord, but also Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. So we want to encourage you to do that. And we want you to be a partner for $25 or more. We want to encourage you to do that today. We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. If you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, or I Found It in Me, you can do that on Amazon.com. And let's do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God I say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Know that God loves you. Be safe. And meet us here next week. Be blessed.